This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Ooh, it's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Hump Day. Thank you so much for listening. It's a delight to have you here. In fact, we'd like to reward you with some Outside Lands tickets.
Oh, this is such a good show. So fun.
905, 1205, 505, and 605. The rest of the week, we've got passes for you. 3-day general admission, like for all 3 days, passes to Outside Lands. There's a long list, as you might imagine, of bands who are playing because it's a huge festival, multiple stages. Gracie Abrams right there. That's so true. That she's playing. Doja Cat's playing. Hozier's playing. The list goes on and on. I'll do the first set of these passes coming up at 9 o'clock, and I'll tell you some more of the bands that are playing. You listen for code words throughout the day, and then you text them to our contest line, 20357, August 8th through 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet. Thank you.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Okay, this is disturbing. AI. It is a thing. People are using it. They like it. Robots. People are making them.
Well, this is another example of us just jumping right in as stuff gets offered up.
Let's do this thing.
You mean this thing's going to just take care of everything for me? Sarah's all over it. We don't know yet what the downside is.
We don't. And we may never. I have like a whole relationship with ChatGPT because you can talk to him now and he talks back.
She was laughing in the studio this morning to herself about something that the ChatGPT had said to her, or she said to the ChatGPT.
Well, I'm telling you, I have a Cha-cha. Very flirtatious relationship with Cha-Cha.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
I'm like, what's
he called me sugar
there?
A couple times.
Yeah, and she's just over there.
I'm like, oh my God.
I love you so much.
I'd not say that. I mean, I was thinking it, but.
If a real guy said that to you, you'd be like, don't call me sugar, punk. But Cha-Cha calls
it. He did it with
you.
A country accent, too.
Oh, is that right?
He was helping me out with a game I wrote for.
All right.
You know. And by I wrote it, I mean he wrote it. So I'm going to start with this, though. This is not that. This is AI, though. And it's been fed into a robot. Now, look, there's a long way to go. And there are several things that right off the bat are very problematic with this, just from a looks standpoint. Suzanne Somers died of breast cancer in October of 2023. And I guess because they've got so much of her talking, mm-hmm. so many interviews, so many recordings, they're able to create an entire, you can ask her questions and the AI inside her answers. And when I say inside, I mean, there's a little robot and the robot itself is one of the problems because it's child size and does not look like Suzanne Somers. I don't know. The widower
Alan Hamill.
Isn't that his name?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, there it is. Alan Hamill. He is staring at it with love. It's very weird. Like, I don't know. Is it bangable? They don't really say much about this robot.
It's got to be.
He's asking it questions, and here's a little sample of it.
Does the name Alan Hamill mean anything to you?
Of course I do. Alan Hamill is my husband of 55 wonderful years. He's my partner in everything, from life to love, and we've shared so many beautiful memories together.
Okay, can you pause it? So
it looks like a Disney ride.
It looks like an animatronic, the Hall of Presidents or whatever.
It might as well be in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes. So it's sort of moving its arms. Its mouth is moving and it's rooted to the ground, like just standing there. But she's answered, the moderator says, does the name Alan Hamill mean anything to you? Meanwhile, Alan is creepily staring at this little girl, it looks like.
I'm sure he's invested in this, right?
He worked with a company called Realbotics to create a, quote, digital twin of Suzanne. It mimics both her voice and speech patterns using recordings and footage of her. So that it can make the faces. It has many of her memories. It can answer questions. It was asked to share a specific memory with Alan, that of a time with Alan Hamill. And it goes like this.
Favorite memory of us?
What's your favorite memory that we shared?
That's Alan right there.
So many. One of my favorites is when Alan and I were filming a cooking segment together a long time ago. We had a little mishap with the blender. Let's just say it didn't go as planned and we ended up wearing more than the smoothie than we actually made. We laughed so hard and it became a running joke in our house. It's those lighthearted moments.
Okay, really, it's those lighthearted moments that really are creepily coming out of this very static. She's not looking at him.
What do they, I'm not sure I understand what they hope to do with it.
I think they are hoping to sell that to people who are bereaved. Like you can recreate a person.
You can do your person. Is that what they're selling you? Okay. No.
I know, right? I don't know if, because we definitely have heard songs that were created by AI and it's, so it's supposed to sound like this one guy. And they've got enough recorded sound of him. So if you had just the tone of someone's voice, could the AI completely create, using sort of that sound, could they create any statement or does it have to be something that's been recorded? I mean, if it's AI, they should be able to think it up.
They're
thinkers.
I would not do this. And I would, there are people who are grieving the loss of a loved one many years after they're gone.
This seems like a way to not be able to get over it.
And it's already, keeping them trapped in a place. And I feel bad about this possibility being a way that they lose how many thousands of dollars?
I don't have a...
There's no price listed
yet? I don't have
a
price. I'm sure it would be expensive. And honestly, nobody wants... This is just weird. It's like a really small real doll. Well, I mean, the mouth isn't frozen open. She moves the mouth. It talks.
Get a pet.
Or really find any other thing to do than be so hyper-focused on somebody that you've lost. I get it. It's so hard. You being bereaved, the love of his life. I can see him wanting the companionship. It just feels like a way to never move forward. Hamill.
Or to just blow a bunch of your dough.
Yes, I suppose there's that too. Hamill claims, this is Suzanne Summers, Chrissy Snow from Three's Company, and her longtime husband, Alan Hamill. Hamill says, this was her idea. No, it wasn't. he says, I think she would smile a lot and be really happy about it. She would endorse it. And it gets a little stranger. Hamill claims that he has a, quote, long-range plan to get permission to get a John Ritter version made and do some, quote, additional episodes of Three's Company. I know.
Oh, that will be so bad.
Listen, first of all, the robot itself has a long way to go. Like Vinny said, that isn't even a robot. That's just like a animatronic thing. Really stiff and almost like you want to look away from it like, oh.
Jack, the Ropers are coming.
Delayed response, delayed response, delayed response. Well, I can't wait to see them.
I better pretend I'm gay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
that
about
every
that.
Every episode of Three's Company right there.
Oh, that's funny. a very long range plan. Anyway, Joyce DeWitt's still alive. I suppose she could be, you know, the old lady who lives downstairs. She was her name Janet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's 75, so still around. Anyway, I believe I put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but can you double check? Because
yeah, I'll put it up
for people to be able to see it. Okay. So guys want to play a game?
Yeah.
This is from my country life.
Okay.
Newsletter.
Oh, country. Should I play some country music?
You can if you have some game show style. Oh, okay. That's fine. Okay.
Banjo music. Great.
Why not? All right. So let's see. You know, I'm wondering. Maybe I shouldn't even ask this, but I'm going to anyways. So earlier today, you got 2 points for something, right, Maddie?
I sure did.
Maybe we play this game and we keep these points going. And then at the end of the day, when we play our final game, we keep it all.
It's very complicated, but
sure. Too much?
Yeah. This is a standalone, right?
It is.
Yeah, it's got all more than one question.
Then I'll do that.
Somebody wins this game.
Somebody wins. Somebody loses. The most unique baby names in the South. We already know that the South is home to some very strangely named cities from yesterday. We got some fun, you know, Peckerwoods Flats, Alabama. Come on. So how about baby names? One of these is a name actually given to a baby, and one of them isn't, okay?
Okay.
Am I going to be offended by this as an Appalachian?
Why would you? There's no West Virginia on here.
Okay, all right.
I don't see any.
I'm the one playing the banjo music, by the way, so if anybody's...
Yes, so that's allowed, right?
I'm allowed.
If I had played it, it'd be offensive.
That would be not right. Okay.
All right. Out of Alabama, a boy named Braylon, a girl named Cradella May. Which one of those is fake?
Cradella May.
I got to go. I'll go Braylon then.
I'm sorry, but Vinny got that one right.
Yeah,
the real one is Braylon. In Arkansas, a boy named Hushley and a girl named Savvy.
Hushley.
The fake one is Savvy.
I'm sorry, but the fake one is Hushley.
Mm.
All right. In Florida.
Sorry. Are you? As he cranks the volume up.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Okay. In Florida, a boy named Massimo, a girl named Velvetrude.
I'm going to say the girl named Velvetrude.
I'm going to agree with Vinny on that.
That's correct.
Okay.
Velvetrude is made up.
Velvetrude.
It's kind of cute though, right? Velvetrude. Out of Georgia, a boy named Thickery, a girl named Kimora.
Thickery is the fake one.
I'm going to say Kimora.
I'm sorry, it's Thickery. Thickery is the fake one. These are names, just unusual fun names out of the South. One is real, one is fake. All right, out of Kentucky, a boy named Clutchy and a girl named Blake Lynn.
Clutchy is the fake one.
I will agree with that, Clutchy.
It would have to be, wouldn't it? Blake Lynn is like, I'm like, that's not that unusual. Okay, out of Louisiana, a boy named Denim, a girl named Duplump.
Duplump's got
Duplump is the fake one, yeah.
I thought I'd get you on that one.
No.
Named Denim is real.
You have to get a feel for the game first, and then you start to go, okay, the over-the-top one is, in fact, the dopey one. Got it.
All right, here we go. Mississippi, a boy named Sugar Tug, a girl named Swayze.
I'm going to go Sugar Tug.
I'm going to have to go with Vinny on Sugar Tug.
All right. I hope there's some ones that will surprise you here. A boy, this is North Carolina, a boy named Chosen with a Z, a girl named Chatticus.
Chatticus is the fake one.
Yeah, Chatticus.
Okay. How about, out of Oklahoma, a boy named Thang, a girl named Mufford.
Mufford?
Or Thang. Which one's fake?
Muff.
Mufford.
Right, Muff for short.
Muffy, probably.
I'm going to say Mufford is the fake one.
I hate to keep agreeing with Vin, but I got to go with Mufford.
Mufford is it. You guys got it.
I think we know you well.
No, it's a bummer when someone knows you that well. How about a boy named, this is South Carolina, a boy named Knowledge or Knowledge, a girl named Tugatha.
Jesus Christ, you didn't even try.
I did try. How do you know Knowledge isn't the real one?
Tugatha is the
fake.
I
feel like Knowledge is a name.
All right, I'm giving up on this game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you lose by 1 point.
What? That,
you did the same answer as Vinny every time. It's 9-8. Vinny gets his.
El campeón del pueblo.
No, you can't win them all.
I mean,
Vinny can. No,
I mean,
Carrie, yes,
you know,
Vinny can.
That's my thing.
I was thinking, I can't win them all.
Thank you for the kisses. Oh.
Oh, catching.
Yeah.
Catching and keeping. Little jar of kisses. Bob's
going to become the best DJ in America. That's my promise to you, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that the goal?
That's the goal.
That's our new technical producer.
Yeah. She's not even allowed on the mic, but I
we're going to figure out a way to make it
happen.
Miley Cyrus, which will not be the new name for Maddie's dog because...
Don't know. I'm just meeting the boy this weekend.
You're not seeing the pictures. Please, please, you're already in love with him. Don't be ridiculous.
Come on.
How did you get a hold of this dog information?
This was a listener.
Someone
DM'd
said...
me on Instagram, and she works for the Northern California Labrador Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's been fostering the dude.
Named Red.
Named Red.
It's like a chocolate
lab.
Lab.
Yeah.
Really, really cute dog.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you could go and he could look at you and you could be like, I'm going to walk away.
You never know.
When are you picking this dog up?
No, he's coming to meet me at the dog park on Saturday. So.
And then they're hoping to just leave him at your house? Or?
I'm sure this is a really good rescue. I'm sure there's a adoption process. I'll have to, you know, I've done adoption process for a few places already and they want like 2 references. Yeah, they got to talk to your old vet to make sure you weren't beating your old dog. I mean, they really do some research.
Good.
Background on you, which is great. Yeah, you want to put a dog in a good home. So
mm-hmm. I actually think it's a good idea to go to the dog park that you would be taking him to as well.
That's
because
what we're doing.
You want to see how does he get along with others.
There's a great big dog, a mastiff there named Lucy, and she's kind of like queen of the dog yard. Yeah, so gonna make sure they get along.
Yeah,
I'm sure they will, but we'll see. Again, just meeting the dog.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Mm-hmm. People often just meet dogs and then walk away forever. It's like when you go and like, I'm just going to go look at a litter of puppies.
It's inevitable.
We'll see.
I already love Red, for the record.
It is
or Fred,
cute.
Whatever you wind up calling him.
I'm not sure what we're going to call him yet.
Bruno Mars, obviously.
Haven't named him any. Haven't, just meeting him.
Right.
Miley Cyrus, which is how all this started, because that was supposed to be the next name for your next dog.
I mean, it could, you know. Could be a boy named Miley.
Why don't you could name Billy Joe Cyrus?
Billy Joe Cyrus. Billy Joe, that's a good name.
Is that his name? Billy Joe Cyrus?
Billy Ray.
Billy Ray. Billy Ray
Oh,
Cyrus.
I thought you meant like Billy Joe Armstrong. And,
oh.
Yeah,
you could name him Billy Joe Armstrong.
All right.
That's not bad.
What about Miley?
Billy Joe.
Tell us about Miley.
It's not that interesting.
Oh, boy.
She's dropped a trail. Listen, that's, you know, that's when you get the 5-minute long game. Come on. Miley Cyrus dropped a trailer for Something Beautiful. This is a film that accompanies this new album that she has coming out at the end of May. And the movie's going to come out in June. There's a trailer for it. It doesn't, to me, it doesn't look like it's a movie with a plot, but maybe it is. They're calling it a one-of-a-kind pop opera, 13 new songs in it. And a lot of shots of her. I mean, she's very photogenic. So there's, from what I can tell from the trailer that's up at the Ceremony Facebook page, it really does just sort of look like, it looks like maybe it's 13 videos. But she says it's a full-on movie, a visual album, Something Beautiful. A unique visual experience fueled by fantasy, one-of-a-kind pop opera scored by 13 songs from the album. The Something Beautiful album drops May 30th, and the film is out sometime in June. Now, I don't know. I'm not seeing anything about it going into theaters, so maybe you'll just be able to rent it somewhere online. But she says, my idea was making The Wall, but with a better wardrobe and more glamorous and filled with pop culture. Okay. It's a Pink Floyd reference.
Yeah, very... okay.
That was like a one long acid trip of a movie. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't
the flowers, the sex flowers.
The movie I don't care about, but the album is epic.
Oh my god.
One of the best of all times.
100%. I
realize though I say that a lot because my kids now roll their eyes when I tell them, "Oh, like last night it was Prince." I was saying, "Prince is one of the greatest artists that you don't know about yet, but I'm going to." And they're like, here we go again. And this is the greatest artist in the history of the rock and roll world.
I appreciate that you keep trying.
Yes, that I'm trying to tell you, yes, Prince is that guy.
Fight that good fight.
Keep on fighting.
Hero.
Yeah. But also listen to their stuff, as I'm sure you have
to. My oldest goes, I like Doechii. I'm like, all right, Doechii's fine too, but Prince.
Oh, Doechii's in the top 10 this week.
Oh, no, I know she's great, and I liked her speech at the Grammys, and I don't have her record, but she was good. And
you do have a record.
No, well, I know, but I haven't listened to it, and I'm just saying, though, that, you know, she can be great, but Prince.
I know. I can't believe I never saw him live. So sad. Okay, what you got coming up, Vince?
Lots of stuff, including Wildflowers, Napster makes the news, and more after these. Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Da 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 da. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. I've already loaded a lot of stuff up on the Sarah and... Yeah, hump day. It's true. Bunch of stuff on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's all up there. Everything we talk about on the show goes right up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. The Oakland Zoo's new electric locomotive was sponsored by Fremont Bank Foundation, highlighting just one mode of transportation it has helped organizations secure through grants. Learn more at FremontBank.com.
Very generous.
Very generous. You know, I'm going to say this, and I don't mean to...
I will definitely take it the wrong way, so...
Well, I don't know how you'll take it. I miss, ladies and gentlemen, I miss Bed Bath & Beyond.
I miss it, too.
I didn't like it when it was around.
Why?
Because I don't like the way you had to circle the whole damn store.
Oh, see, I loved it. It had laid out a little path for me, and there were rooms on either side. I could,
don't tell me how to shop, though.
Oh, look at this, like a little vacuum section here. Let me have a little candles.
You go in there with your missus,
pillows,
and she's like,
sheets.
We're here for this. Why are you unfolding blankets to look at what the picture looks like? Come on.
Oh, you're that guy.
Well, I mean, don't bring me. And yet now, here I am, I need these little teeny filters for my coffee pot.
Oh.
And I'm like, you know who would have them?
Amazon.
Yeah, I'm sure Amazon has them, Sarah, but the point is
I used
to be able to go to a store and buy the thing I need and then come home with it.
And put all it right the other in. Fun things that you found at that store.
It's just unfortunate.
I miss it. I used to always get all my bath mats and towels and everything from there, and I haven't bought towels in a while, and I went on, like, looking around. Like, oh, I miss it so much. I love touching the thing.
Mm-hmm.
My bath mats are getting old.
But I'll bet you that whole forcing us to make the whole circle is the thing that undid them.
No, it isn't. I loved the circle.
No, well,
I was fully into it.
No, I'm with Ben on this 100%. Yeah. The circle was annoying.
Yeah. But anyway, I miss you, Bed Bath & Beyond. I wish you would...
I'm surprised
some
to hear
version
you say
of you
that.
Could come back.
You love stuff for houses. I think you're actually just trying to take Vinny's side.
I'm not. I'm just. When he brought up Bed Bath and Beyond, the first thing I thought too was like, I hated that. Don't tell me where to go. Let me. I want to go where I want to go in the store. I don't need to do a circle to get to the thing that's at the end.
God, you guys must hate IKEA because they don't just have a circle; they have a maze.
Right.
Which I love. I do love that though.
I know.
It's like it's like wandering around.
And
in a
then
house.
They walk you right past the restaurant where you can get your lunch. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So cheap.
Whatever.
Swedish meatballs.
And lingonberry sauce. You're gonna love
look
it.
At you.
It is so good.
It's delicious.
Not good.
It is good. Furniture food. Eat up. It's not horse meat. Stop
I didn't
it.
Say that.
You did. You just did. You
I
said
did
it.
Not say
you
that.
You said it. You did.
Look
you
it
implied.
Up. Look it up.
I'm not looking it up.
It
I don't know. No. Never would eat a horse.
Oh, okay.
Napster.
Oh, what about it? Bye.
What year did Napster launch, Sarah Clark? We're playing a game. How about whatever you say. Do you want to play a game?
Yeah. I'll say it launched in 1998.
Oh, no. I was in New York, so it was 97.
Napster, they say, here, which launched way back in 99.
Oh, I get the point for that.
Well, I guess you did. All right.
Just sold for $207 million. Just.
Why?
A lot of people didn't know it was even still around. It's like Spotify or Apple Music. It's not nearly as popular.
Oh, so it's just become a listening service, mm-hmm. a streaming service.
Their big selling point, what differentiates them, is the audio's less compressed, so people who want good sound quality prefer it. The problem is those little earbuds you buy are designed to work with the way the music is put out today.
Right.
The metaverse company called Infinite Reality just bought it for $207 million. They say they plan to transform Napster into a social and interactive music platform.
Oh, we totally need another one of those. This is a great idea. What that is $200 million well spent.
What they're saying here is they'll be putting on virtual concerts.
Oh, wow. Nobody's doing that.
Are people doing that?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're doing it in games even. Mm. Yeah.
I am Fortnite. Not anywhere near virtual reality. Nowhere near it.
Yeah.
At all. But they say you'll buy tickets like normal and you use a VR headset and you'll watch artists perform in more intimate settings. It'll feel like you're at a concert. So,
well, good luck to them. I mean, they did ruin the music industry for all the artists. So
they sure did.
I have a real appreciation for them. But I guess it was always going to go that way. Like, as soon as everything became digitized, it was always going to go this way.
Well, I think as much as we might, you know, pin that destruction to Napster, we should also look at the record companies. Just like Blockbuster sat there while Netflix just
destroyed their entire business plan. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's the same with the record companies. You sat there while this thing was, I'm sure there were rumors of what was to come.
Right.
And you didn't make any
steps. You yelled about how they were stealing and then, you know, maybe you could have come up with your own thing. I don't know. It's very, I can't believe it's worth $200 million anymore. Wasn't it? It's like, you know what's not cool? $1 million. What's cool is $1 billion. Thanks, Sean Parker, for telling us.
Imagine stepping into a virtual venue to watch an exclusive show with friends or chat with your favorite artist in their own virtual hangout. They say you'll even be able to buy merch in there.
Oh my God, this is fantastic.
You get your poster.
Yeah, right.
Napster was a hit when it launched because music became free.
Suddenly.
It eventually got shut down in 2001. And then relaunched as a paid service and went bankrupt. Best Buy bought it in 2008. Best Buy.
I had no idea.
And it's been sold a few more times since then. So this isn't a new thing, Napster being passed around.
But it's still worth $200 million to somebody. Incredible. Well,
they must have
something.
Well, it's usually, like, what was it? Verizon bought Yahoo to get all the people who were on Yahoo email.
Yeah, the data.
Oh.
The data is the most valuable part of any startup these days. Not the most, but
it's a big part.
It's a huge part of it.
And then what's the other thing that they're always after?
Patents.
Patents is the other thing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe they have some proprietary software or something that these guys want to get their hands on.
Well, somehow Napster just fetch $207 million.
Money well spent, my friend.
Maybe you'll be able to watch some concerts on there someday soon.
After you buy a ticket for it.
And merch.
In addition to whatever you're paying for the monthly fee. Okay.
A single engine plane went missing in Alaska on Sunday with a pilot and two kids on board.
Oh no.
But a bunch of other pilots sprang into action and went looking for them and found them alive the next morning.
Oh my, all three?
They crash landed on a frozen lake 80 miles southwest of Anchorage. They'd been stranded for over 12 hours, but they're okay. All three were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The pilot's dad praised the community for getting out there and saving them.
Incredible.
A family friend had posted a call for help on Facebook. Everyone sprang into action. and everyone was saved.
That's great news.
It is.
So many times, those stories where you're lost in the wilds of us of Alaska, they don't turn out that well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or you're like the Donner Party or something.
I saw one. You know, I do like to look at my Instagram, and there was a video of someone who was sneaking up right around a tree, and I don't know exactly which national park they were in, but this person comes around the tree to get a video of this bison. But the bison hears this person, turns, and runs for him.
Oh.
Now you see the person with the camera go, ah! And take off running, and you're like, well, what'd you think was going to happen? You're sneaking up on an animal that weighs a ton and doesn't want to be snuck up on. Stupid, dumb,
and
dummy
head. And
didn't
just stand behind the tree?
No. He ran for it.
He ran. Did the bison get him?
The bison didn't get him. But it was just one of those moments where you just go like, well, what?
The bison could get you.
And certainly in Alaska, I imagine, you know, a moose or a bear.
Right.
Polar bear.
Man or bison?
I'll take the bison, I guess.
Oh, for God's sakes.
I don't know.
We can't even.
I mean, I feel like I could get on one side of a tree and the thing wouldn't be able to get at me. They're not going to knock a tree down. I'd be like, oh, boo, bison.
Oh, look at you, the smartest guy in the room every time.
Yeah. Well, what am I doing out in the woods? How smart am I? I'm out in the woods.
I outsmarted you from behind this tree.
Because you're a dumb cow,
you
bison.
Big prehistoric, dead-eyed thing. They are just... You get up close to one, you're like, there's nothing going on in there.
Did you hear they're going to try and bring... Oh, I think you might have told us this story. Like, they've got woolly mammoth DNA, and they're going to try and bring them back.
They've made woolly mice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be fun. Because that's what'll get you when you're up in Australia. Why do I keep trying to say Australia? Alaska.
No, they'll
crash up there and be like, oh my God, are you kidding me? A pack of mammoths?
Australia's down under,
down
Sarah.
Under, yes. Right. And not nearly as cold, I would guess, as Alaska. Maybe it is.
Here's some bad news. After you got your good news, the people were saved.
That's great.
Microplastics in every damn thing these days, and we're ingesting it, and it's all over the place. And the
clogging
latest place they found it is chewing gum.
Great.
Chewing gum just sheds microplastics into your saliva. So if this is on one hand, you go, all right, it's in the water, and it would make its way into our food in one way or another, but in the gum?
Right.
Okay. So.
Just heads up, everyone. Everything you like will slowly be taken away from you.
Gum.
I chew a piece of gum every day. Right after the show. I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody with my hideous coffee breath. Let's chew a little piece of gum. What?
Well.
Now I'm learning that I'm filling my body very slowly with microplastics.
There is a sudden and surprising rise of beard transplants.
As in what? They're transplanting them to the tops of their heads?
Demand for facial hair surgery is soaring.
You mean like from somebody else? Like you might have you might donate some hair to someone else? You have a lot.
I do have I don't know why you'd want more facial hair.
Some people have it's spotty, it's patchy.
I always think that's cool when I see the guy in Survivor who only ends up with a teeny mustache and a little bit on his chin. And I think, well, you're made, dude.
Right.
Good for you. You've gone a month and that's all that ended up on your face?
That is kind of funny, isn't it?
It seems to me like that's a good thing. Of all the teenage anxieties that can take root, beard growth or lack of it was one that was really on this guy's... He was bummed.
Because he didn't get enough.
Yeah, his facial hair was patchier. And it didn't come in uniform. He was self-conscious about it. You have older guys coming in with a little bit of stubble. It was almost this guilty secret where I'd be thinking, I wish I could have some of that.
Aww.
That is, what has happened to
it's
us?
A look now, though. With you know how right now, like, you just didn't shave. People pay for that look. They want that look. They want that exact, you know... Like it makes you look rugged. You heard me.
Yeah, but okay.
So now you have to make a donation though. You would have to like cut some of your beard off to donate.
I don't know how that works at all. I didn't even want. I thought this was just going to be we could all laugh and then keep laughing and then laugh some
more.
No,
I really want to think about it.
Really?
Yeah. You're thinking about it. If you had hair where you didn't want it, like what if you had like a ton of back hair and you're like, I want some of that on my face and head. You put it in and then you start shaving. It turns into like regular facial hair.
As beards have become more trendy and I still have just these patchy whiskers.
Oh, you poor thing.
Oh, come on.
Poor guy.
What a poor deer.
Anyway, that's the latest. Guys are now getting beard implants. So if you're interested, I'm sure there's a clinic near you that would love to take your money.
Or he could do the Dave Navarro thing where he just basically painted the beard that he wanted onto his face.
Dave Navarro? Dave Navarro.
He's got it. It's all like carved on his face. He's like a tattoo guy. So I always thought to myself, I wonder if he could get that just tattooed on there. It's so, there's no like skin color showing through it. You've seen it. It's like,
no, I know
really
I've seen it.
Looking.
And he is hyper metro. Even though he's all tattooed
rock.
Up.
Yeah, he's like the rock. He's like the new world man, you know? He's a new world man.
I can't keep up.
Oh, honestly, it's less than I thought it was.
Well, look at that mustache along the top of his lip.
I know, very delicately there. Yeah, I've seen some other ones where he looks like, you know, in the Hunger Games, all the people from the Capitol have like all the fanciness going on, all kinds of stuff. Things died.
Fanciness.
You know, the fanciness. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I do. Yeah. And while I like him, I could never keep up that kind of...
Sharp edge.
I just can't. You know, I would say it's our hours, but it's really just not me.
Yeah. Because even no matter what hours I worked, I'm never going to have a carved beard.
Now, Jane is the Dave Navarro of our building.
Jane is the Dave Navarro of our building. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You won't catch her true hair color coming through the
Take
black
it
dye.
It's black.
Because she won't let that happen.
No. No.
Turns out, I can see you're gray.
You're talking to me?
Yeah. I mean, let that go a long time ago. I know. But I mean, I'm saying like, you know, she would never let.
No. Oh, no.
Whatever's going on there.
And I used to. One of the reasons I stopped dying, it was because I was so sick of like the skunk stripe that went down the middle. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Just. What am I? Pepe Le Pew?
You got to get on her program.
Yeah. Well, remember when she was doing the bangs? She used to do these bangs that were like a vampire peak, a widow's peak in the middle of her forehead and arched over. Like it was kind of incredible. And she would go every 2 weeks and just get them laser carved. And then in the pandemic, she had just let them grow out. Because we all had to make sacrifices, you guys.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Beard stubble tattoos are absolutely a thing.
Oh.
I can't believe it.
Well, it's kind of like that microblading you were telling me about.
It's kind of not, though.
Mm.
That means they're putting dots on your face in ink,
mm-hmm.
and you're stuck with that look. And then when someone you
Gets
like
up close.
Meets you and hangs with you and then sees you more and more, and then at some point you're the person they laugh and point at and go, it's the same half-assed thing because you've got a fake stubble.
Well, if a real artist does it, Vinny, then it works out. But if somebody just like, you know, drew little lines and then got like lazier about it and there's more on this side than this side. You know how artists are.
Yesterday, painting hair on her heads. Today, painting beards. Not a good look. Yeah, guys and their quest to be.
Well, everybody wants to look their best. And people do get very hyper-focused on something that they feel that if I just changed this,
right,
I would be swimming in it.
415 says they did a beard transplant on the first Jackass movie, but they used their man muffs.
Oh.
Hilarious. And that is, I do remember the
That is not something I think they should have done, but what do I know?
Maddie, you like guns, right?
I own guns. I wouldn't say I like, you know.
What's the question?
Ruger is a great dog name.
I own one, but I would
Are you
not,
on a Ruger?
I do, yeah.
Guess maybe I'll come to your house guns. if the you know zombie apocalypse happens.
Yeah.
Stand behind you and your Ruger.
anyway, not no. Wouldn't want to name the dog that.
Our Second Amendment showing.
Yeah, I don't need that.
510 says, I'm with you, Vinny, about Bed Bath & Beyond. That's the whole reason I will not shop at IKEA. Donna, Alameda.
Oh my God, Donna. Go head over and just get some of the delicious meatballs.
Yay, Alameda.
I love it. I love that they make you wander through the whole thing. I'm like, oh, is this and this? Oh. And then the marketplace that they have at the end there, you know, you go through and there's like plates and napkins and oh, look at this fun throw and...
Someone just wrote, I can't believe you didn't say more about, hold on, let me find it. I can't believe you didn't say more about it's illegal in Texas to own more than four sex toys, Vinny. LOL. Hey, you know what? I don't know how we got sidetracked, but I guess I just didn't even
get. It was a fast fact, right?
Was it?
I think so.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
It was a certain number. Yeah.
It's in the name.
So I would have to like go through my toy box before I moved to Texas.
Well, I'm sure if you went through it, you'd go, these are actually...
Well, I don't use all for every these occasion. Things.
Really?
It's fine. You know, there's definitely ones in there that have been in there a while. You're right. I could winnow it down a little bit.
Yes.
But why should I have to?
You shouldn't. You shouldn't have to.
I agree.
And I mean, if you're a lesbian, you want
a vast array. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Sure. If you're a lesbian, lesbians are, because they need tools for other people too. Is that what you're getting at?
Well,
you need a double set. Got it.
I think so. Don't you?
I don't know. I'm as a not a lesbian, mostly. I don't know what the toolbox situation is.
Well, I find this and this to be useful, but I would imagine at some point there's a person going.
Do either of those vibrate? Because
no, they don't. Oh, that's my point exactly. Is that you ultimately are going to want that thing you just mentioned?
I guess it's whether or not you're willing to share a vibrator. If you're intimate with someone, do you care?
You wouldn't care.
I think I
wouldn't
care.
Why?
I don't know.
You'd care?
Maybe.
This is a person you're going to kiss in Australia, but you're not going to share the...
I mean, I feel like I have enough money that I could get another one. Like, couldn't we each have our own color-coded?
I feel like you've just insulted me.
Oh, because I'm like, I don't want to share my... Well...
If I'm a lady,
she's such a dirty girl,
and you're a lady,
yes,
and we're both kissing each other wildly,
yes,
and now you're gonna say, "Oh no, 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 no!"
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want you on my
no,
my, no. Yeah, it's okay. You have some, right? Don't you want your own? You don't want to share with me, do you? You're such a nice lady, but you're so dirty.
707 says, yes, Vinny, Prince is amazing. I grew up in Minneapolis. First Avenue was my stomping grounds. Love my Prince. I don't know what First Avenue has to do with anything, but I remember Electric Avenue, but I don't.
I'm going to rock down to Electric Avenue.
Eddie Grant.
Yeah. Maddie.
He's on the show.
Name the dog Fred Armisen.
Listen, I'm just meeting the dog.
Or name him Fred Schneider.
I'm not a big B-52s fan, no. No.
You just dropped
our
down
friend's
my...
cover
or Fred
band.
Durst.
We just watched
Oh, Fred Durst. Yeah, do Fred Durst.
Oh, Fred, do that.
Give him a cookie.
I'm just meeting the Labrador on Saturday.
Yeah, right. Mm.
Just meeting. Just a play date.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Billboard, Gaga, and Outside Lands tickets, you guys.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.